What's going on, everybody? Coach Dean, MSA Nation. I hope everyone is enjoying their night. And while it is young, I will be discussing a topic that is very debatable and something that I don't believe has been discussed yet as far as the specifics of this. So today's topic will be about what should and should not be in your protein powder. Protein meats, we already know, is very simple. You know, a high quality chicken, steak, beef, fish, you know, all different kinds of fish that we have. We already know, like, you know, make sure it's not any hormones or genetically modified organisms in our fish. But protein powder needs to be the same way too. And the reason why is because when you have those things in it, it really dilutes the protein, and it really just makes it kind of unbearable to take as far as digestion. And the first thing that I would like to say that it should not be in your protein powder is milk and soybeans. The reason why: milk contains a ton of hormones, which is the reason why our children are going through puberty at a very young age, because of the hormones in the food. So milk is very, 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 yes, it's dangerous. Yes, it is dangerous. And then soybeans, of course, is very tricky a little bit. That's 95% genetically modified. So you're going to have all the different kinds of estrogen problems for men, different types of cancer for men. And also it causes breast cancer in women over the long term. So soybeans, milk and soybeans is very, very key to making sure that's not inside of your protein. And also, I don't want to make y'all throw y'all stuff away, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all. If any of you guys grab your protein powder, if you're not an expert already in like making sure the quality needs to be set, grab your protein powder now, take a look on the back of it. All likelihood, it probably will have milk and soybeans in it. Contains milk and soybeans, contains milk and soy. It won't have it inside of the ingredients. And if it does, it'll say soy lecithin or something like that. So milk and soybeans out of the protein. And the way to get it out of the proteins is what you should have in your protein, which is also an irony because it's actually what you also should not have in your protein. So what should be your protein is plant-based protein. The reason why is because it's soy-free, gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, USDA organic, plant-based protein. 100% pure protein, a very, very high absorption rate. And that is very key. Most people take protein powders for the muscle recovery. But the majority of the protein powders that have the genetically modified organisms in it has a very slow absorption rate. Maybe like 20% of it is actually used for muscle protein synthesis, and the rest is used as waste, stored as fat, used as fuel. So you're not really getting the real quality of the 24 grams to 30 grams per scoop. When you get a plant-based protein, every single gram almost is being used for muscle protein synthesis. It's like an 80 to like a 95% chance of that protein scoop actually being used for muscle protein synthesis. My recommendations: Vega, number one. Obviously, of course, they have turmeric in it, which is a whole nother level of supplements. The fact that they got turmeric inside of protein, that is incredible. Two, Sun Warrior, very good tasting protein. Has all the profiles I said. It has the amino acid profile too. All of these have the amino acid profile. And Garden of Life as well. Very high protein, high quality, good absorption rate, and the best quality that you can get for your money. So that's the best protein you can get. If you have any questions, also, like always, please email me at msafit216@gmail.com. I do send free fitness programs, completely free. My supplements, of course, you know, you have to pay for those, but free fitness programs for everybody. You have a wonderful night.